I mean, those can have the glove on in practice.
Yeah, well, his thumb was sore. It was from the game, so we just wanted to put it on there.
You were speculating it might have been from serving families Thanksgiving.
Oh, who knows? Could be. It could be. I thought he was doing his Michael Jackson impersonation.
Well, it's always about tomorrow. The tomorrows for Greg, if his tomorrows continue to progress in towards Sunday.
Yep, and then we'll give him a little bit more. You know, again, a lot of it just depends on how he is each morning. You know, it's important. He had a good day today. He did a lot of work. You know, we had him, take so many reps, and he did a nice job with him. So we'll see how he is tomorrow morning, and then, you know, based on that, we'll continue to go forward.
In recent years, you guys have been pretty successful coming off the bye or any substantial break. What are the trademarks or keys to success of a team, especially on a week like this when you got a little mini break inside the week itself?
I think the biggest thing that, you know, our guys have done, and I think it's, you know, it's a tribute to them, really, is, you know, we get in the latter part of the year, we seem to play well. You know, we've done well in November, December, typically. So I think a lot of this, you know, will reflect the way that they approach things. And that's, I think, is important. I don't think there's really real magic formula to it. I mean, I've tried to look at it. I mean, early on, we weren't very good coming out of the byes. And then we started being pretty good out of the byes. So who knows? I mean, it's just, I really just think it's about the players.
Did you ever creep in that much with the scheduling a few years ago? I'm trying to remember. Not coming off byes or during the bye?
Not necessarily. I mean, we when we've had the mini byes, we've tweaked them. That's one thing we have done. And we have been successful coming out of those for the most part.
How is Tyler's Khalil's status kind of interconnected? I mean, if Tyler can't go, does that put a little more emphasis on Ryan's availability?
Not necessarily. It really doesn't. I think Tyler's thing, more so than anything else, was a little bit more precautionary, I think. Just, you know, give him another day and get him back out there. I mean, again, he finished the game, you know, with that sprain. And, you know, we're just kind of going through it with him right now. I mean, he went and did all the walkthrough stuff and the installation stuff, so he should be good to go.
Coach, what can you tell us about the message to the team at this point in the season, especially with the NFC South race getting closer?
It's one at a time, more so than anything else. If you look at the games that we play, obviously the next six, we do control our own destiny based on who we play. But the most important thing is obviously, and I've said it before, the mantra of just focusing in on this game. It's about how we do things, how we react to the people that we're playing, more so than anything else. And that's the truth of the matter. I mean, this is the time of year that you start to see the separation between the teams that have chances to go forward and those that don't.
What have you been able to identify so far as the keys for this weekend against the Jets?
Well, I think they're pretty much the same for us every week, and that is, you know, we've got to be able to run the ball successfully. I think that helps us the most. And I think it puts a lot of things into play. As far as they're concerned, we can't let them get rolling. We can't let them have explosives. I mean, you look at the things that they do throwing the ball downfield, they make plays, and we have to be smart and keep them in front of us.
Well, I'm not certain, but this may be the first week Cam doesn't have the shoulder listed on here. Is that?
I think the shoulder probably should be listed as well.
Okay.
Why do you think he's played over the years, seemed better second half of the year?
I think a lot of it's just getting a rhythm. You know, I mean, this year more so than anything else is just him getting into football shape. Obviously, not having the training camp you'd like him to, not building his familiarity with the people that are around him. I think we as a football team have kind of gotten to that point now. You know, that the whole process of developing the familiarity, getting that's over. I mean, now it's about going out and doing. And that's probably the most important thing. You know, and I just think that you know, this is the time to hit your stride.
Well, I know a lot of the guys had some interactions with the county, lived in this area for a couple of years. Not sure if you did at all. And what's made him so successful this year?
I think he's consistent. You know, he doesn't make the big, big mistake. He throws a good ball, first of all. He really does. For his age, he still throws a very good ball. His timing's good. He's smart. He sees things. He's a savvy veteran. And you know, and he'll take his shots, and that's the thing that's impressive is he's shown that you know, he's not afraid to.
Did you see Cam's post yesterday, social media?
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think the message is that, you know, it was a turning point in his life, obviously, and I think it really helped him. You know, he could have gone one way or the other, and you know, it just, I think it motivated him to do things the right way. I think that it's just, you know.
Anything else?
Brian, you actually talked about Cam, how he finds his rhythm as the season goes along. Under your leadership with this team has a lot of success in November and December. What is it about the way you put this thing together?
I think it's the way the guys continue to do the little things after practice. You know, I think that's important. You know, we try not to make it feel like, you know, the guys got to get out of here. You know, we stay, we do the extra things, and I think it helps. I think it pays dividends. Secondly, we play young guys early. We've always played young guys early. There was a stretch where we started a rookie every year. I think we still have that stretch. And so, you know, we're not afraid to play the young guys, and that's how they get developed. And you get down this part of the year when guys are nicked or bumped up or they may miss a series of plays, and you got to stick a young guy in. Our young guys have been able to play well, so I think that's helped us too.
What have you seen after you play at Conley with the Jets?
I see pretty much, you know, he's a situational guy. He comes in predominantly in nickel passing situations. They move him around. He plays the right side, the left side. On occasion, you will see him on the inside, but not as often as he used to with us. He's still got a great, good first quick step. Got a good inside move, which is probably his strength. I see him spinning a little bit more. So obviously, he's been working on a counter. I see, you know, the guy that pretty much was here.
Why didn't he work out here?
Well, just, you know, some things.
Anything else?
We're good. Cool. Thank you.